A listener named Rick is on the phone to do a second date update today, and he already knows that the girl he wants to call is not interested in going out with him romantically ever again.
Oh, so this is going to end well?
Yep.
Yeah, why are we doing this?
Because she texted him that and let him know that she doesn't want to go out. But he still wants to do a second date update. We'll get to what you texted in just a second. But, Rick, why not just give up the fight, man?
I don't know. I feel like there was some, I don't know, just some unfortunate things that happened on the first date that really aren't an indicator of whether or not we should be together.
Okay, listen. Some people can't take a hint. That's not a hint. That is very direct.
Yeah, but I need a second chance. I want to convince this girl that she should go out with me. We had a nice time, and she was really, really hot. So I just wanted to see her again.
I love that that's always the first thing a guy says.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, we didn't spend that much time together. You know, I didn't get to know her that well.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about her. What's her name?
Her name's Kelly.
Kelly, and where did you meet Kelly?
We met online.
Okay.
She's really beautiful, and it seemed like from her profile, as far as I could tell, she was a really social girl, had lots of friends, and we went back and forth for about a week and a half, just texting each other, and we decided to meet up. We went out and got some drinks, and she said that it was her first time meeting up with somebody from online, which, I don't know, I kind of didn't buy.
Oh, you think she's lying about it?
Well, no, I just think that that's something that everybody says when they're meeting up with someone for the first time.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to admit that they're online dating.
Yeah. Like, man, I've been on this site for 3 years now, still can't make anything work.
You're my 30th date.
Yeah. All right, so she told you it was her first time dating, but how did everything go with you two? Like, why do you think she doesn't want to go out with you again?
Well, I don't know. There were just a couple of moments that were just kind of unfortunate. Like, I made this joke that she did not get, and I don't know, I have a pretty dry sense of humor. And
wait, she didn't get the joke or she didn't like the joke? Those are two different things.
She didn't get the joke.
Okay, what was the joke?
We were having a great conversation. We were laughing, going back and forth, and I just said, God, this is great. I think we should go ahead and make it official, don't you? Totally deadpan.
Oh, no.
Totally deadpan.
Yeah, that's not very funny.
Yeah, the delivery was a little off.
Yeah. So she didn't laugh at that joke, huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, she didn't think it was very funny. And I told her that I was joking, and she kind of laughed it off. And
oh, my God. She probably thinks you're lying about the joking line, and you think that she's lying about never online dating. You guys are really...
Trust
yeah,
me.
We're a couple of liars. We're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm surprised this didn't work out. Did you recover from that joke, or was it awkward the rest of the night after you said that?
I mean, you know, she kind of chuckled after I said I was joking, and she shrugged it off, and we continued to have an okay evening. And then she went to the bathroom, and yeah, we were kind of getting ready to say goodnight, and she came back, and I paid the bill, and she said, this is kind of embarrassing, but she said, she's like, I don't know if you know this, but your shirt's inside out. And
that's awesome.
She was right. My shirt was totally inside out. I don't know how.
No, wait.
That's so
to
bad.
Be fair, was it a t-shirt or a button-up?
It was a t-shirt.
Okay. Okay,
so you had your shirt inside out the whole time, and then you made an awkward joke about you two making things official like 30 minutes into your date.
Yeah. So this is why I'm saying I think I deserve another chance, because there were a few hiccups that could have been avoided, and, you know, come on.
I just don't think that those two things warrant a I never want to see you again text message.
Well, actually, she didn't say outright that she didn't want to see me again. Like, you know, we said goodnight that night, and we text back and forth for about a week, and I don't know. I just felt like she was kind of keeping me at arm's length, you know? Like, she wasn't really giving me an opening to, you know, ask her out again, and...
Right.
And then I finally did, just outright, and she said, you know, I think maybe we'd be better off as just friends.
Oh, all right.
Sounded like a real nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked since that text where she just said, let's be friends?
Well, I responded saying, really? You know, why? Come on, let's grab some dinner. And she didn't respond to that. So,
well, that's not a good friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I always feel like when people send that text message, it usually means that they're just not attracted to you in that way. Mm-hmm. That maybe everything else is great about you, but they just have no sexual attraction towards you.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, someone who's gutsy enough to tell me that my shirt's inside out, you know, I mean, she could have let that slide. She didn't have to tell me that.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd think she'd give you just a straight up answer on what's wrong with you.
Yeah, exactly. Which is nothing.
Oh, okay, Mr. Confidence, I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if that's true. We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on.